Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, you read him over at philsteele.com. He covers the Big Ten along with other conferences for the magazine. Also a local Clevelander, Browns fan as well. So Antonio Castro joins us now. And what are your thoughts there, Antonio, about the top six from the one and only Peter King not listing the Browns as a top six team in the AFC this year?
Oh, well, Gene, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate
sure.
it. You know, it's hard. I mean, how can you argue with Peter King? I mean, this guy's like, you know, Mr. Knowledgeable when it comes to the NFL. And, you know, I think he's right, to be honest with you. I mean, the Browns have a lot of expectations, which, you know, let's be honest. I mean, they finished off pretty good last year, but the teams that they beat towards the end of the year, you know, weren't juggernauts. And they're a young team. They have a first-time head coach, first-time coordinator. You know, Baker Mayfield, people want to say he's a franchise quarterback, but let's stop the brakes a little bit here. I mean, the guy's had 10 career starts. So, you know, let's let him see him a couple years before we place that franchise tag on him just yet. And that early schedule is very, very tough. And what I'm afraid of, Gene, is, you know, they could come out a little bit come out a little slow early on, and then, you know, hopefully people, the fans and the team itself won't just, you know, try to get a little bit too nervous and try to shake things up early, because that early schedule is brutal. It obviously eases up as the season progresses, and I just hope people just take a deep breath, let the season play out, and what I want to see, Gene, and what hopefully everybody wants to see is a team that's better at the end of the year than they were at the beginning of the year and look ahead to next year. And I know Browns fans don't want to hear that because they've been hearing that all along, but, I mean, this is a young team. Let's let them gel together and let's let them figure things out. And next year, I think, will be the year that we'll be talking about the Browns in the playoffs.
And Antonio, my thing with Peter this morning, again, and as you mentioned, and I said this in the last segment, you know, maybe this might not be the Browns' year, and maybe that they're going to, you know, be on the doorstep again. But the Colts, after losing Andrew Luck, I mean, are they really a playoff team? I think more the issue I have with this top six of his than the Browns not being there, or even if he had Baltimore there instead of the Colts and had Houston winning the division. Like, I think I would be able to accept that a little bit more. But on paper, the Browns are not worse than the Colts.
No. And you know what? I haven't looked at the Colts' schedule, and it may just be a schedule thing and how he's aligning things there, Gene, is how that may be coming about. Because, I mean, for no doubt, I agree with you. I mean, if you ask me who's the better team between the Browns and the Colts on paper, I would no doubt say the Browns this season. So that may be a schedule, the way he sees the schedule playing out, and the Browns do have their schedule this season.
So we'll get the Browns and the NFL conversation. We're going to continue that after Antonio here coming up in the next segment. But the reason I wanted to have him on this morning, college football kicked off this week, and I know a lot of people are anticipating the Browns, but I think a lot of people had that anticipation for the college football season kicking off. Week number one, I think there were some very interesting games, some things that that we'll get into here momentarily. But let's start with Ohio State, their win against Florida Atlantic. Justin Fields coming in, taking over after transferring from Georgia. Just your thoughts on the Buckeyes and the performance from Fields in week number one.
You know what? Very uneven performance. I mean, looked very good early on, obviously, jumping out to the 28-0 lead over Florida Atlantic, holding them to negative yards in the first half. And the defense looked like they just got a little bit bored in the second half. And, I mean, you know, Justin Fields, I don't know what to say about him just yet. I mean, yeah, he looked good early. But, I mean, anybody can look good when you're throwing the guys that are 20 yards wide open. And then whenever FAU actually started covering the receivers, then all of a sudden Ohio State's offense couldn't get anything going. So a very uneven performance there. Not sure what to expect from them. I do not think that they're going to win the Big Ten this year. We actually have Michigan winning the Big Ten East this year coming out of, in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, Ohio State, you got your first-year head coach, first-time quarterback going in. And, this game against Cincinnati, they can't look ahead either this week, because Cincinnati, Luke Fickell, he's got something to prove and he's got something to say. And this is a guy that obviously has a lot of close ties in Columbus, and should be a pretty decent game down in Columbus for this weekend's game against Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next, but you just answered it. And, of course, Cincinnati coming off the win against UCLA, back-to-back years that they have beat them out there, then this year down in Cincinnati. So let's go through the Big Ten first. You had Michigan State with a win, Wisconsin a ranked win. Michigan, of course, able to really pull away in the second half against Middle Tennessee State. Penn State had no issue with Idaho. Iowa, a conference win, or I should say a ranked team win. Nebraska as well. So just your overall thoughts on week one within the Big Ten. Did anything stand out, or was it pretty much all was expected on what happened in the Big Ten, because these are the teams that, you know, it's kind of like your preseason warm-up game?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I was a little disappointed with the way Michigan and Nebraska both played. I mean, you know, Michigan, this is a team that is supposed to be a national championship contender and an experienced team taking on a very inexperienced Middle Tennessee team at home with a new quarterback, and just did not look very, very solid, in my opinion. I mean, I think they still got a lot of work to do. They got the new offense trying to make that thing gel with Josh Gattis coming in there, the hashtag speed and space thing. They may need to change that mantra going forward. But the defense, you know, they were getting some yards put on them early on, which surprised me. And Nebraska, you know, they had trouble as well this past weekend. And I think with the Nebraska game, it might be just a look ahead, because they've got a big revenge game against Colorado this weekend. This is a game that they lost last year at the end of the game. Their quarterback, Adrian Martinez, was injured in a pileup when it looked like the Colorado defender twisted his ankle on purpose. So I think they were circling this weekend's game a little bit more. And I think you're going to see that Nebraska team really come out on fire this weekend for that game. But those are a couple of the Big Ten teams that kind of surprised me. I mean, you talk about a team that nobody talks about in the Big Ten, Rutgers. I mean, they're the downtrodden team. This is a game I expected. They came out and they showed improvement down the stretch last year in the Big Ten. They lost some close games on the road at Wisconsin and at Michigan State to close out the season, and then they start off this year with a bang. So I'm not saying Rutgers is going to be anything in the Big Ten, but I did like the way that they showed out in the opening week of the season.
Joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Antonio Castro. You can read him at philsteele.com. Covers the Big Ten, among other conferences over there for the great publication, and the great Phil Steele as well. So week one in the books, ranked teams play. Some played each other. Some had their warm-up games. Are we in the position, Antonio, where we're going to see Clemson, Alabama part five now?
It seems that way. I mean, yeah, you know, both of them started off the season with a bang. Obviously, Clemson taking care of a Georgia Tech team that's totally changing schemes, and then Alabama having little trouble with Duke despite their injuries, especially at the linebacker position. But, yeah, it looks like it's setting up that way. I mean, there's a couple of big games this weekend, though. Texas A&M.
Yes.
You know, is playing a big game, and LSU and Texas play as well this weekend, and that could be the game of the weekend right there. I mean, you're talking about some basically playoff games already in week two of the season, because the winner of, or well, I should say the loser of that Texas A&M and LSU game, excuse me, LSU and Texas game, is really going to be on the outside looking in. for that national title game. And then obviously A&M plays at Clemson this weekend, which is also, you know, a huge game as well, and basically a de facto playoff game, if you will. So Clemson's got to get by this game. They're at home against the Aggies, but the Aggies looked really sharp last week against Texas State. So see a couple of great matchups this weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we still have one more game to go tonight. Number 9 Notre Dame will be at Louisville to take on the Cardinal. How do you see this one tonight? Notre Dame minus 18.5, over under a 55 in this game tonight.
Yeah, you know what? This is a Louisville team, obviously struggled immensely last year, got rid of their coach, has a new coach coming in, Satterfield from Appalachian State. He's changing schemes. It's going to be another tough year for Louisville Cardinal fans. Notre Dame was one of them surprise teams last year, shocked everybody, made it into the playoff. A little bit less experience this year, obviously, but hey, you know what? They still got a great quarterback coming back in Ian Book. Brian Kelly, one of the top coaches in the profession, 13 starters coming back. Notre Dame should be able to handle Louisville at will. I mean, if you're placing some bets, I would take Notre Dame laying the points, and I guess I would have to go with the under if I'm taking a total on this one.
There he is. Check him out, philsteele.com. He covers the Big Ten, among other conferences, over there for Phil and the great publication, Antonio Castro. Always a pleasure, and even though you – I don't know, deflated my balloon on the Browns at the beginning, I'm going to be sure to find you once they're in the postseason this year.
I look forward to it, Gene.
Always a pleasure. Have a good day. There he is, Antonio Castro, joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.